Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels during this Advent season today, Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. 700 years before the birth of Christ, the nation of Israel was in shambles. Their political, moral, military, and spiritual pillars were crumbling. Civil war had split the country in two. In 722 BC, the Assyrians swept through the northern kingdom and took them captive. During this time, the prophet Isaiah did not hold back on God's words of judgment. However, his message included a promise of hope. Someone was coming who would change the course of history. 22 times the prophet told a desperate people that a deliverer was coming. And even though they were walking in darkness, one day they would see a great light. Emmanuel, God with us, he was on the way. In our passage today, that promise was fulfilled. The promise was not a politician who came to change the laws of the land. The promise was not a philosopher who came to teach morality. The promise did not come as a military leader ready to take troops into battle. The promise did not appear as a religious leader paving the way for man to work his way to God. The promise became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The promise was called Emmanuel. Through Jesus, God is with us forever. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth. Thank you for dwelling among us. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. And thank you for living in us by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being Emmanuel. In your name we pray. Amen. If we can pray for you during this Christmas season, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.